Well, look, I think on the surface it's a good idea because it aims to bring a bit of quality and standard into imports. You'll find that a lot of things were being imported, a lot of things in the clothing industry, in the shoe industry as well as in the sort of fashion industry. You'll find that a lot of imports were substandard. So the idea there is to get companies at least to import things of a certain standard into the country. However, I think that this may not be the best solution, considering that we used to have a similar setup back in the day, which they used to call SSI, which also fell by the wayside. I think what we need to fix is the money supply so that people can buy, can have disposable income to be able to buy goods and services, not necessarily to certify things, whether they are up to standard or not.
But Mr. Gutierrez, we see that most people rely on the cheap Chinese goods, which are considered under or below standard. Won't this new measure affect the poor?
This certification process will also require money, so it will raise the price of goods and being imported into the country. And as we have just clearly indicated, people do not have the disposable income to be able to make a choice. Most of these purchases that people make is not because they want to buy substandard products. It's because that's what they can afford. So clearly it will have a huge impact on the poor in terms of what they will spend on buying some of these goods which will need the certification.
On the implementation side, do you think it is foolproof, or is this not going to worsen bribery at the country's borders?
Our problem, as I said, is not necessarily to find a French company to start certifying things to standard. Our problem is that the economy is not functioning in the manner that it's supposed to do. It's not servicing the majority of the people. So what will happen is exactly what a lot of people have described, that it will probably fuel corruption. It will probably lead to some goods being wrongly certified as being of a certain standard when they are not. Because remember, the problem is that people do not have money to buy those things which are up to standard anyway. So what the government should be concentrating on and what we urge them to do is to leave the political bickering which is happening within government circles at the moment and concentrate on restoring the economy, capitalizing industry, retooling, buying new plant and equipment so that these companies can make goods or manufacture goods that will compete both on the national and global market, rather than looking for a French company to come and verify whether these goods are up to a certain standard or not.
Now, what do you think about the small business owner?
Already they have started being affected, especially the small to medium enterprises, by the unfortunate reduction in rebate by the Minister of Finance. And this will also affect them in a big way, because then they will not be able to pay for this French company. Because remember, someone has to be paying for these services. And it's highly unlikely that government will be bearing that cost. It will be a cost borne by the company, which means that, again, we'll have problems where companies will not be able to bear that cost. So we may start having companies resorting to smuggling goods into the country, which will defeat what government is trying to do, because they are focusing on the wrong sort of things at the moment.